Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And if you hear the crowd noise, that's because we're broadcasting live from the Fall Atlanta Home Show at the Cobb Energy Center. Well, we're not at the Cobb Energy Center. We're at the Galleria, where we always are in the fall. And with me is one of my good friends, Lisa Carlquist, with Artisan Custom Closets. And Lisa, you have a booth here.
We do, booth number 916, pop by and see it.
Yes, and it's gorgeous. And we're going to be talking about custom closets and space saving and organization. But I want to tell you about the home show for just a minute. You can come out. We'll be broadcasting till 3 o'clock today, but the home show will be underway until 8 o'clock tonight. And then you could come out Sunday from 11 until 5. And like I said, it's at the Cobb Galleria. Parking is plentiful. And listen, tomorrow you definitely want to come because Ty Pennington.
Wow, I'm coming back for that.
I'm coming back. I had the chance to interview him, Lisa, and he was delightful and yummy. And of course, it's Ty Pennington of Trading Spaces and Extreme Makeover Home Edition. And if you can watch Extreme Edition Home Makeover and not shed a tear, something's wrong with you. And he's going to be doing a talk tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the main stage. So you definitely want to come and hear him talk because he, oh my gosh, he is amazing. And Trading Spaces, I love that show. There's no way. Would you let your neighbor come in and redesign a room in your house?
Absolutely not. But no. I love watching it.
I do.
It's very fun.
I know. I love my neighbor. Love her. But there's no way I'm going to let her redesign a room in my house.
No, not happening.
No.
But I will continue to watch because it's very entertaining.
It's so entertaining. But I would let you do a closet or a garage in my house anytime.
Well, you would let me. We did it.
We did it. And it
looks fabulous.
So Lisa Carlquist of Artisan Custom Closets. So walk us through what a custom closet or a garage or a pantry, what does actually a custom closet or garage actually mean?
So yes, our name is a little deceiving, I guess, because we do way more than closets.
Yes.
But what it means is what it can do for the customer. It can help get people organized. It can help make your life easier when you can find what you're looking for easily in your mudroom or in your garage. One of my favorite things ever was a line you said that your garage was important because it's the first thing you see when you get home every day and the last thing you see in the morning when you leave your home. So having your garage organized and a place for all your work, tools, and toys makes a huge difference.
Lisa, when you redid my garage, I didn't know what to expect, actually. I knew it was going to look better, and I had so much stuff. And you actually inventoried everything in my garage, measured it, and built custom closets around my stuff. I mean, you measured my ladder and made a home for my ladder.
We did. I remember walking in and you had everything kind of piled in the middle of the room ready for me.
Yes.
So I just started making a list. We measure everything. So whether it's a garage or a closet, if we're doing a closet, we actually measure the width of people's shoes. So we know how many pair can fit on a shelf.
You measure shoes.
We measure shoes. Yes.
And oh, my gosh.
If it's new construction, there are no shoes to measure. I'll measure the ones on your feet. And that gives me an idea of how wide your shoes are. I know how wide to make the shelves to make three pair fit per shelf.
That is truly custom.
It is truly custom, yes.
Okay, so when you walk into a home and they want a custom closet, what is the first thing that you are going to do?
The first thing we're going to do is have a conversation about their end goals, because the bottom line is we're there to help the customer. If it doesn't make their life better or easier, we failed. So what are their goals? Is their goal function? Is their goal, some people just want it to look fab, so have their own like indoor she space.
Yeah.
And we were just talking earlier, a customer asked, could we put a wine rack in her closet?
No way.
When her in-laws come, she hangs out in there a lot. And yes, we absolutely can put a wine rack in your closet.
I love it.
So we want to know what your goals are. Somebody else came by the booth earlier and said they just have a wire rack that goes around their closet. So
that's what everybody has. That's standard.
Yeah, yeah, they have no place to put their shoes, their folded clothes, no place to put their jeans, which they like to fold, not hang. And his question was, can you help us? And yes, we can help. It just being organized makes your day start off better.
And you are professionals at this. You have tricks of the trade that we don't know about. And what makes Artisan Custom Closets different from other closet companies is that you're certified. Tell us about that.
So our designers are certified through the Association of Closet and Storage Professionals. It's just like real estate agents have a license, kitchen designers have a license. Closet designers should also have a license. So there's a written test that you have to pass, and then there's design challenges you have to pass in order to become certified. So it makes a big difference if someone knows the details of how everything should fit where, because we've seen some really horrible designs cross our paths, and we're like, we take every one we see as a learning experience. What works well for people, what doesn't.
Well, every space is different.
That's right. So just today, someone said, well, how much would my garage be? Well, it really depends on what you want. How big is your garage? Do you want 5 feet of cabinets or 30 feet of cabinets? Turns out he had a 3-car garage, so he's going to need a lot of cabinets if he really wants to fill it up. And the same with closets. And do you want drawers in your space? What do you want? Do you need hampers? Do you want to sort your colored clothes and your white clothes? So all those things are possible. And if you have somebody come out, they need to be asking you all those questions to make sure that you get what you need.
And you can pick different finishes and accessories to fit your budget. So you can make it as inexpensive and you can really take it to the top.
That's right. We have 40 colors. So white is very popular right now.
Yeah.
So white went out, but now white's back. But white happens to be one of the lesser expensive options. So you can get the best of both worlds. And then you can do white and dress it up with shaker drawer fronts and crown. And it looks like you've spent twice or three times what you actually did.
You know, I toured your factory. This week, and it's so cool, and the different options and combinations and mixing colors and textures is in.
It's very big. So if you check out our booth here, there's a pantry that it's brown and marigold. So it sounds terrible, but it looks great.
Wow.
And then in the closet, we have a lot of red. So wood grains, and we have some red gloss.
Mm-hmm.
So mixing colors and textures is definitely the hot trend.
Oh, that is so cool. So if you'd like to give us a call and ask Lisa questions about organizing your garage, your closet, your pantry, and also your living space in your living room, there's not a room that you don't touch.
No, we do like the spaces beside your fireplace or, oh, you saw the new cool unit with the sliding doors.
Yes.
So if you want to hide your TV, we have some great ideas to do that.
I told you, Lisa, that's one of my pet peeves is seeing the TV walking into the family room and the TV being the focal point of the room. And you were like, that's your pet peeve?
Yes. I told you mine, but I won't repeat it.
No. But it is my pet peeve. I like to hide the TV.
Right. So that's great in the family room, but also for the bedroom. So the unit you saw could have storage for folded clothes, other items, and then your TV could be hidden and no one would know you had a TV in the bedroom.
I love that. If you have questions for Lisa, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. What I love about Artisan Custom Closets and your designers is that you can meet all budgets.
We absolutely can. So it can range anywhere from $1,000 to $100,000. And most people do not spend $100,000. So just
But how fun on those people that do.
Yes. Most, just a general average is $3,000 or $4,000. So it's a lot less expensive than people think to get it completely redone and get rid of those wire racks.
Yes, and we're going to talk about those wire racks and how you can get rid of them and maximize your space. We are broadcasting live from the Fall Atlanta Home Show. You can join us. We'll be here till 3 o'clock. We're at the Cobb Galleria Center, 2 Galleria Parkway. Parking is plentiful. Come see us. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Here's Belinda.
And we are broadcasting live from the Fall Atlanta Home Show. I know it doesn't feel like fall.
It does not.
At 90 degrees. I'm still wearing white.
I wore white to work this week. So, yes, we're both in trouble.
I know. It's a faux pas. Emily Post would just shoot us.
Was that her idea?
I don't know who made this up.
I don't know. I'm going to research it when we're done.
Let's do that because I know that, you know, somebody's going, she's wearing white and it's after Labor Day.
I wear white pants all winter. Well, so I love black and white, blue and white.
But if it's winter white, I think you can get away with it.
But there's a very fine line between white and winter white.
Yeah, there is.
And I'm not sure where that line lies.
But so. I don't want somebody to judge me on white. But anyway, we are broadcasting live from the Fall Atlanta Home Show presented by Marketplace Events. And you can join us. I'm on the air till 3 o'clock, and I've got some great guests lined up for you. And right now we're speaking with Lisa Carlquist of Artisan Custom Closets. And we are talking about how to organize your life, and I mean truly organize your life and make it much better. You're saving time, you're saving space, and you are making your life so much easier by organizing closets, garage, mudroom,
pantry, entertainment center.
I mean, there's not a room that you don't touch, but we have a call I want to go to, and this is Francis in Buford. You're on WSB. How are you, Francis?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Lisa?
Hello, Francis.
Hi. My question I had, I'm interested in the garage, but also my dump through my garage on the left-hand side is my laundromat, I call it, not laundromat. This is like where my washer and dryer is housed. And it just has like the wire, like you mentioned that earlier about people, and they had like the wire that was installed when my house was built. But do you also do that particular room as well?
Absolutely. Laundry rooms are one of our best sellers. So we would probably remove that wire rack, and at the very least above it, you could do a couple of cabinets with maybe a hanging bar between them so that when you take things out of the dryer, you have a place to hang your clothes before you take them inside. And then you would have cabinets for your detergent and all your other supplies. So they're not just sitting on a wire shelf in your garage.
That sounds like a plan. I'm very interested. I'm interested in that and the garage. So you gave a number to call you here. So do you have a website that I could go to as well?
Sure. And just so you know, we do free in-home consultation, so there's absolutely no cost to have somebody come out and look at it. ArtisanCustomClosets.com.
Thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful
day. Francis.
Thank you, Francis. That is ArtisanCustomClosets.com.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And we are broadcasting live from the Fall Atlanta Home Show. You're listening to 95.5 WSB. And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and we are broadcasting live from the Fall Atlanta Home Show, although it's probably 90 degrees outside.
We have one more week, and then it's supposed to cool down.
Really? You think one more week?
That's what they say.
That is the voice of the meteorologist Lisa Carlquist of Artisan Custom Closets. And we are broadcasting live from the home show at the Cobb Galleria Center. That is 2 Galleria Parkway in Atlanta. We're broadcasting live until 3 o'clock. But the home show is going on until 8 o'clock tonight. And then definitely Sunday, you want to come back because the home show is between 11 and 5. But the hunk, Ty Pennington of Trading Spaces and Extreme Makeover Home Edition, is going to be speaking at 1 o'clock and signing copies of his new book, Live to the Extreme. And I interviewed him, Lisa, and it aired two weeks ago. And he was such a delight.
So I'm a little jealous.
I know. And so I know his speech is going to be just amazing. So don't miss out on that tomorrow here at the home show at 1 o'clock. But now we are talking about getting you all organized and tidied up here at the home show with the help of Lisa Carlquist and Artisan Custom Closets. And I had Lisa do my garage, and if you could have seen my garage, it was just the dumping ground for everything we didn't know what to do with. And do you still have that before picture?
I do. I think it's on our website.
Okay. You can go to artisancustomclosets.com.
Yes.
And look at my before picture of my garage. It's embarrassing. But Lisa, you know, of course we got rid of a bunch of stuff, which everybody needs to do. And then Lisa took what we were keeping and literally measured it, made a home for it. Even my camping pad measured and has a home, in the garage. So it's amazing. And if you have questions about organization of your closets, and we're going to give you hints and tips in just a moment, but if you have questions, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And what separates Lisa and Artisan Custom Closets from other closet companies is that everybody in your company is certified by the Closet and Storage Professionals.
Yes, that's one thing. So that's a differentiator. We're also a manufacturer. You just visited last week.
Which was amazing.
When people walk through, they can actually see their closet being made if they would like. So we don't have any parts sitting around just waiting to go to somebody's house. Once you design and order your closet, then we begin the manufacturing process.
So, and it's all made
one closet at a time.
In the USA.
Yes, so everything, we manufacture everything in Marietta, but all the material we buy is American made. So
I love that.
Come by and take a look.
I love that.
Do you still use your mudroom? Do your kids still use for the backpacks and the shoes?
Absolutely. We went through a stage that the kids every morning were like, where's my book bag? Where are my shoes? Where are my soccer cleats? Where's this? Where's that? So when Lisa redid my garage, we created a little mudroom.
Like locker area.
Locker, that's a great way to put it. So everybody had an area for their cleats, their shoes, their backpacks, and their stuff is there, and they're responsible for keeping their stuff there and their coats there. And absolutely, everybody's stuff is there, and that's where you are responsible, and everybody's shoes stay there.
Because we built that, I think they were in early middle school, and now they're high schoolers, and it still works.
It still works.
Still
and
works.
You know where your shoes are going to be. If I'm picking up shoes, that's where they go, and you know that's where to go to look for your stuff.
And so doing this for a long time, one of the things, like when people are doing children's closets and they want to put a hamper and they don't want to see the clothes, I kind of guide them, don't do the tilt-out hamper. Just do an open basket, because it's much more likely your kids will toss it in than if they have to open a door and tilt it out. Like, go with something simple. So I can build it. I can't make them use it. But I at least know the tips to make it a little more likely that the clothes will hit the basket.
Yeah, you can't make the kids put the clothes in the basket.
No. Don't call me for that. No.
Okay, so what makes people generally, when you are talking to customers that are calling you, what reason did they give you for pulling the trigger to finally get you to come out to their house and do a project?
Right. And I do try to ask everyone. So the scariest one is our wire rack fell in the middle of the night, caused a big commotion. We grabbed, you know, whatever.
We were scared.
The wire racks, if you overload them, they will pull out of the wall. So we don't want that to be the reason to call. But a lot of people, especially more so lately, I guess it's the time of year, are taking a room that one of their kids may be moved out of. Their kids moved to college, their kids got married, and we do what's called a room conversion. So we take an entire smaller bedroom and turn it into a dream closet.
Oh, wow.
And a lot of times there's even a vanity area in there, so a place to sit and do your makeup and hair. All your clothes are in there.
That's a great idea.
Yes, because not every house comes with a huge master closet. So once those kids are gone, boom, they're turning it into a closet.
But I will say that when you finished doing my closet, I swear that it had more space. I felt like you knocked out a wall or something. But
we can sometimes double the space that people use.
I don't know how you did it. You did. I mean, it felt like the footprint and the square footage got bigger.
Got bigger, yeah.
Because so,
that's our job.
And I know, but I don't know how you were able to manage that.
So we use the vertical space. So not just the horizontal space, like one rack going around the room. We use the vertical space, floor to ceiling, whatever we need to do to make your stuff fit.
And something that Artisan Custom Closets does that other closet companies don't do is that you really, before you even start, is that you prep the space completely.
So, yes, we offer what we call a prep and paint service. So if you're going to spend money on getting a new closet, we don't want to rip your wire out and put your new closet in and then you see the holes or the patched holes behind the closet. If you want, we'll come in a day before your closet install, take out everything that you currently have, patch, spackle the holes, sand, and paint the closet so that it's really fresh start to finish. So when you think about a couple of hundred extra for a lifetime investment, it's a really good thing to do. It just makes it feel nice and clean.
I think that made a huge difference in my closet project.
Yes, because wire racks, if you've ever pulled any out, literally on one wall, there can be 50 to 100 holes.
And they're so, big and ugly.
And they're big and ugly. So why pull those out, leave the holes? Like, get it taken care of at one time. So it's just a nice service we offer. I promise we don't really make money on it. It's a break even for us just as a service to clients.
Customer service.
Yes.
Okay, you had something at the showroom and that we were talking about that I was really intrigued by. Well, something you do with nurseries. In the closet.
Yes, so that's another reason people call us if there's a new addition to the family.
Yeah.
We had some cute babies come by earlier. So instead of buying a changing table, sorry, I forgot what they were called, a changing table.
It's been a long time, Lisa.
Instead of buying one, we actually can build it right into the closet at the exact perfect height on top of a drawer stack. So when your baby's young, you can use it as a changing table. And then once they're older, you just remove the pad and it becomes like a countertop on top of their drawer stack.
And you don't have that wasted space in the room.
Right. It saves tons of space in the nursery area because most nurseries aren't very big to start with. And you don't need a big closet to build in a changing room. Just a simple 5 or 6 foot reach-in closet and we can put a changing table right in there.
I love that idea. Folks, if you have a question for Lisa, this is our last segment with her. Give us a call, 404-872-0750 if you have organizational questions. You're interested in doing a garage. People kind of get that, you know, it's the opposite of spring fever. They have that fall fever. The weather is going to be nice in a week, you say.
In a week.
I'm going to hold you to it.
Lisa says.
Yes. And you're outside more and you notice that maybe your garage is getting on your last nerve. And like we said earlier, it's the first thing you see when you come home from work and the last thing you see when you leave from work. And it, you know, it can be stressful. And it can be a dumping ground.
Oh, it can.
For things that you don't know what to do with. And I say clutter is just things that you haven't made a decision on yet.
That's true. And don't get stressed out from me saying this, but Christmas is less than 90 days away. So,
oh, Lisa,
if you don't know what to get your spouse for Christmas, think about a gift certificate towards a garage or a closet. Because once you've been married a long time, it gets really hard to figure out what to buy your spouse. So I know that women and men love the gift of organization. So it could be a closet, it could be a garage, it could be a pantry. So something to think about.
Oh, so for your man, you could get a gift certificate for a garage. That would really make him happy. And for the female, you a gift certificate for a closet.
Yeah. Men like closets too. So
they do.
They really do. Half our clients are men. Yes.
Oh, that would be awesome. And a gift certificate, like you said, you get to a point that you each have everything that you want and you're just buying something to buy something.
So we can do a gift certificate, or if you can sneak 30, 45 minutes, let us come in the house when your spouse isn't there. We can do a quick measure and come up with design plans that you can actually hand them at Christmas, which is really cool too.
So your CAD design that I saw is you can actually make this, you know, computer drawing of the room where you see exactly what it's going to turn out and look like.
Right. It's Ty Pennington worthy. It's something you would see on TV.
HGTV.
Yeah. So it's very realistic looking, so people can get a realistic vision of what we're about to do. And customers are loving that.
Oh, absolutely, because there's no surprises.
Like, people have a difficult time visualizing things.
I do.
And this takes out all the guesswork. You can, like, actually walk you through your closet. So,
because if you give me, like, regular builder plans and, you know, I don't visualize that. But if you're giving me color, I can see the cabinets. I can see the hardware.
So our software, we offer 40 different colors of closets, and our software shows those actual 40 colors. And if you do color mixing, like we were talking earlier, it will show the mixed colors on the renderings of the closet.
Oh, that's great. Well, Lisa, I've enjoyed our time together.
Me too. I missed you. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So how do we get in touch with you?
So you can visit us at artisancustomclosets.com. You can come by our Marietta showroom and visit us. Just walk right in. We always have a designer on staff. Or call us at 770-790-5368.
Excellent. I can't wait until the next time we're together. And folks, stay tuned because Breaking Chews is next with David Danzig. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is Scott Slade, host of Atlanta's Morning News. Listen first thing Monday, too, for those all-important news, weather, and traffic updates. Now back to Atlanta Living with Belinda.
Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews, our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, and festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. So, David.
Yes.
For taco connoisseurs,
yes.
You have something they're really going to be excited about.
It's very exciting. The restaurant calls it a temple to the liberated taco.
A temple.
To the liberated taco, yes. Their guiding mantra is set my tacos free. So the restaurant is called Velvet Taco. It's a Dallas-based operation, and now it's in Buckhead, just open. It's a sort of an irreverent, fun. There's a lot of energy in the place. It's fast casual. You walk up to the counter, you pick your tacos, mm-hmm. and then they bring them out to you. And it's great for kids and families. But it's a really cool formula. They call it globetrotting tacos.
Oh, cool.
So they're from all over, all these different influences. It's right in the Buckhead Marketplace. It's next to that Whole Foods on West Paces Ferry. It's right across from the St. Regis.
Yeah.
So they stay open late, they're open every day, and they have brunch all the time as well. So Ooh. What kind of tacos can you get there? They've got sort of standard ones. They've got a spicy tikka chicken, sort of like an Indian influence there. They've got the picnic chicken falafel taco. They have a Cuban pig taco, ahi poke taco. And then they also do brunch versions that are served all day, every day. They have a chicken and waffle taco made crisp tenders, peppered bacon. You know, they have great sides. I did the elote, that street, you know, that Mexican street corn where they kind of like a souffle with the cotija cheese. And then for dessert, they have red velvet cake. That's one of their signature things. There's this great portrait of Marie Antoinette stuffing her face with red velvet cake. So it's got a fun, it's just a fun atmosphere. And I just think it's, you know, bring the kids, go there, they call it the kick-ass margarita. You can go get some drinks on, but really laid back. It's open late, so if you're going late in Buckhead, stop in for some beautiful, really well-done tacos. Velvet Taco. It's located on West Paces Ferry right across from the St. Regis.
I think I may hit it this weekend.
You will love it.
All right. Where can we find you during the week?
So check out, I have a bunch of photos of these beautiful tacos and a lot more at my website, which is bitesandsites.net. B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S.net. And then please follow me at Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, same handle, @bitesandsites.
All right. I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.